Yep.
I mean,
Yep.
I don't mind pledging allegiance to Texas, though.
Yeah.
Period. Not America.
Wow. What? Why not?
Yeah, but like, aren't we like the only, not the only state, but the only few states that actually have our pledge allegiance to our flag?
We're the only one.
One of the best ones.
Thought, like, nobody else has it.
Nebraska is one of them states.
They don't.
Some hillbilly states
don't
that have
I
it.
I pledge allegiance to Nebraska.
I don't even know where Nebraska is.
To your butt.
I don't know where Nebraska is either right
Love
now.
I don't even know, like, half the
Love
states.
Butt.
I know there's
butt.
A North and a South Dakota.
Butt.
They ran out of ideas.
What?
A North and a South Dakota.
Okay. We're...
And North and South Carolina. Wow.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Welcome back to another episode of the Rinky Dinky Boys. Episode number 8.
Sorry.
Here I have Victor.
Victor.
And we have Nico.
Word.
And Hannah.
Yeah.
And me, your host. Real quick,
skinny
I want
penis.
Needle dick.
Real quick, I want to talk about the custom blanket. So the first 100 people to rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and leave a review with your favorite quote from our podcast, any of the episodes, English or Spanish. And then if your name on Apple is not the name you want on our blanket, just put it in parentheses. And your name's going to go under the quote that you put on the review.
Wait, who's going to buy the blanket?
Me.
Are you dumb? A little bit.
You can pitch him. I'll pitch him.
Yeah.
We'll all pitch in.
Okay. Cool. We have a listener support setup. So if you love us and you think that we need better equipment, you can hop on that hoe and give us some money monthly.
Whoa.
Support us.
And you'll get a shout out on Instagram.
Who got the most followers in this whole?
Is it you?
Promote.
Is it you? How many do you have?
Your butt.
Like 1,200. On Twitter?
On Twitter? What the fuck?
I don't have no followers on Twitter.
You don't have any? Okay.
I have like 400.
I have 70.
On your main Twitter or on?
On my main Twitter.
I don't have Twitter.
I'm at 0.
I get on Twitter like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I never.
Oh, we know.
I never post on Twitter.
We don't see anything on the podcast Twitter.
You should have let me do it.
I'll give you the sign in right now.
Yeah, babe.
I'm very active like on stuff like that. I'm good at like.
I'll give you the sign in right now.
There we go.
Okay.
Do it.
Tony could have given me it.
Oh, wait. I highly doubt he knows.
You don't
it.
Even know it.
No.
Dude. No.
I used it one time.
I'll do it. You just have to send me the podcast so I can post it.
The link tree? And send the bio.
Well, like. So I could post like the videos of us.
Oh,
and stuff.
I'm doing that. I'm in all the accounts and I'm just posting the promos.
Mm. So what am I
he
supposed
just
to
wants
do?
Just
made
a presence.
Yeah, like okay. Just tweet shit.
Just retweet stupid
retweet,
stuff and
like things.
Follow people mm-hmm. back and stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no problem.
I did some stupid shit at Dunkin'. I'm like, episode 7 is coming.
Oh, yeah.
And then you take
what if I
now
post
you're taking
butt?
A break of social media.
I'm walking
media.
Back into your Twitter.
No.
I just
you have his login?
You're. Why are you logging me out? Why can't I be in your Twitter?
Oh, you got something to hide?
Strong message.
So what's the thing for it?
Here, I'm gonna. It's Rinky Dinky Boys at gmail.com.
What's the boys?
Right.
It's a Z. BOYZ. Huh? I know. I will.
I just need the username. I just need the username. The username for
it. Oh, the username? I thought you were asking for the email. I'm not gonna look at it.
The email.
Hmm?
I just need the.
It's Rinky Dinky Boys. Does it say podcast? Oh, wait, like the at?
Yeah.
Okay. Rinky Dinky Boys, no space. The R is capital. The D is capital. The B is capital.
Let me go back. Is that it? I don't think it matters. Does capital matter? I don't think
on
so.
On ats, yes.
When I'm logging in?
Okay. I assume.
Yeah, let me fix it. What's the password?
It's either.
I feel literally did Rinky Stinky voice. I'm crying. Oh my god, I'm weak. Okay, what?
It's either.
What's more likely? You seem like a D type of person.
I don't remember.
Shout out Dunkin' Donuts. Sponsor us.
No, all this part's not going to be in it. All this part's not going to be in it. I'm not going to let them have my our login to Twitter.
Why not?
Oh, true.
Are you dumb?
That'd be kind of funny, though. Everyone's just logging.
Are you
on
in?
Twitter.
No. I tried both.
Both? No spaces.
Yeah, I didn't put a space.
Is it like the letters you put them to?
And I got the right username?
Let me see.
Wait.
Unless Nico changed it.
Babe?
No, I didn't. Hold on, let me see. I saved it.
You saved it. I'm the one who saved
it. Oh, I'm dumb.
I saved it. Saved your
boy. I spelled boys like B-O-I. Got it.
Login alert.
Yeah.
There was a login into your account.
Give me something to do with my
life. What are we talking about?
Hey, are you on Acorns?
I'm not on Acorns.
Bro, let me invite you into Acorns.
Oh, is that okay, the one invite where you me like to invest?
Yes.
What?
Hey, so Acorns. I can earn. What? So I can earn 250.
Acorns.
What?
It's a like.
Ooh, Acorns. What?
It's an investing app where you put money and invest money for you.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. It takes like the change.
It rounds up. Let's say you buy something for like $1.50. It's gonna round it up. So those extra 50 cents that would have rounded up to $2, it's gonna invest those.
How much money have you made?
Well, I had to pay a lot of bills, so I took out like 600, and now.
Okay, so how fast did you make 600?
Well, you don't make. This is a make money slow game.
I know. So how long did it take to make 600?
A couple months, but that's just me putting $5 every like a week.
Yeah.
And then $10 here, $20 there.
Okay.
It's a good saving. You're saving.
How much did you put into the
to make 600? Yeah.
You like, can't
like
see
350.
It.
Like 350.
You but, can't see it on the app how much you put in.
Well, it's all gone now. I took everything out like a while ago. Well, I'm restarting again.
So how much money have you put in so far?
Right now I'm at 148 and I just got paid, so I'm investing $100 again.
And
so I'm gonna be at 248. And I have it where every week $5 every Tuesday.
All right, sounds good.
Well,
we save money.
Anchor keeps your all-time. Your all-time, like, how much money you made from all-time, it keeps it all. So far, we made $25. There was 25 cents.
Nice.
Thank you, Anchor.
On the podcast.
Bro, let me gamble.
Huh?
Let me gamble.
A quarter. Literally a quarter.
I've made 25 cents into $3 before.
And then $3 into $9. The $9.
I was telling you, I made like $500. I made $5 go to 60. And like,
wait,
and then you lost it.
Okay.
Oh. Wait,
I
what
get
do you
greedy.
Like? What do
I
you
get
play?
Greedy. You get on Rubit.
Is that the one with like the little?
Well, you can play Crash, but once I have more than $50, like I go play blackjack, and then I keep switching around different games, and I go to slots, and then I go.
Oh wait, how do you use it? Because I tried once, and it's like, it's not available.
Oh, you got to get a VPN. You got to make yourself present. You got to be, but gambling's addicting.
If like, only we were sponsored by VPN.
Bro, by NordVPN. NordVPN. That'd be cool.
Vibe.
Or we were sponsored by Rubit.
I could take a fat-ass nap right now.
Me too.
This coffee's making
What's the latest? You can take a nap by and then still fall asleep when it's time to go to bed.
I sleep like at 9.
I don't like taking naps.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, there's a time that you can take naps and then you can still fall asleep. And then, you know, if you take a nap, you're not going to fall asleep. You know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
No, if I take a nap, I'm going to sleep. I'm tired.
I don't like taking naps.
I like meditating for like an hour.
I already have trouble sleeping, so taking a nap just makes it.
Get that melatonin, harder. Bitch.
Hmm? Yeah, take melatonin. We do that all the time.
Pop a few melatonin. Pop a knockout.
I remember I was sick, and Kai was telling me to take NyQuil, and so I took the NyQuil, and she was like, "Okay, in like 10 minutes, you're gonna be out." And I was like, "No, I'm not. What the fuck? I ain't no bitch." And so we were on the phone, and the next thing you know, I'm like, "Oh, maybe I want to go to bed." So the entire, I didn't know NyQuil works that fast.
Oh yeah, that'll knock you out.
How do they sell? They sell lean in a bottle.
They have right? Literally, they have NyQuil like melatonin gummies. Works so
oh,
good.
Man. Oh man,
together.
It's like Z-Quil or whatever. Like,
right when you take it, you go to sleep or what?
It's melatonin and like NyQuil. NyQuil, like sleep aid, not like sickness.
You texted Guy.
Yeah, dude, melatonin. Oh my, I used to be addicted to melatonin.
It literally like knocked me out. Like I was having such a hard time sleeping, I died.
Melatonin goes hard. You ever take like too much?
I took melatonin before I had to wake up real early for work. I didn't show up 2 hours later.
Oh. What'd they say?
Huh?
Were they
mad? I told them, I took melatonin. I took it like 3 a.m. That's the problem. That's why I took it.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh, damn, just, you know, take it earlier next time.
Just like, don't do that. Interesting.
What were you saying before I interrupted?
No idea.
Me. Oh my god, I forgot. I was
oh my god.
I was gonna say this in the beginning. Okay, so I wanna do something. It's fucking hot. I shouldn't have weird sweats. I was gonna say something. So I'm gonna do this thing every 10 episodes where we do a little recap to where we just mention things that we didn't really, you know, talk about a lot or you forgot to mention. And it'll be at the 10th episode of our English episodes, which would be this is our 6th one, so it'll be 4 episodes from now.
How many do we have total?
6.
This would be the 8th.
Oh, it's Spanish?
Mm-hmm. And so like just the whole episode is just us talking about the past episodes and things you wanna what's the word? I practiced this in the mirror and I forgot it.
What were you practicing?
To say this part. Oh my god, what's the word? It's like to
Reminisce.
To just continue, just to fucking talk about like a topic more.
Yeah.
If you didn't like, you know, if you got not shut out, but like the topic changed too quickly and you weren't done.
Just elaborate on
it's also
everything.
So for a little homework, just, you know, just listen to the podcast over again, and then if you know, you have a question for Victor, you would ask it on the 10th episode. If you have a question for me, you ask it on the 10th episode. And we would do that until we run out, and then we will turn to the audience's questions.
Q&A.
Do we have questions from the audience?
Wait.
We have an estimated of 11 people.
Nice.
11 people or 11 questions?
What happened to our 11 viewer?
11 viewers. An estimation of 11 viewers.
Yeah, like, just good. Viewed it or like... are constant viewers.
Constantly viewing it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's
what Anchor tells us. And that's not even from YouTube, but we don't get a lot from YouTube.
Oh, wow.
What was I saying? So, yeah, if...
I got an idea.
When when we shoot episode 9 of the English episodes, we will send out a tweet and a post on Instagram and on TikTok, and you just drop your questions there, and we'll answer it. But for us, we just gotta, you know... Is that me? Okay. For us, we just... What? Was it me? Damn it. For us, we just got to listen through the episodes, and if you wanted to continue on a topic and just elaborate was the word. If you want to just elaborate on a topic and just do it there, and we'll have questions. I already have 2 questions ready for it. But also, if, you know, because a lot of time I come premeditated with things I want to say. Mm-hmm. If...
And then you forget.
And then I forget, or we just never get to it.
So we should write it down.
Write it down, but don't like leave it out for the rest of the episodes. If it if it shows up on an episode before the 10th episode, you can say it. But you know, if it just you just keep forgetting, and you've just never been able to say it,
And then we're going to
have you say it on it. And on the 10th episode. That's cool. What's going to happen. So that's 4 episodes for now. 4 recordings for now.
Sounds good.
No, that's 3 recordings for now.
So, guess what I did today?
What did you do today?
I raced a Mustang and won.
What type of Mustang?
I want to say it's like a 2008. Like one of the V8s. Mm. Sounds really good, but smoked his ass.
Like barely or like?
No, like we went 20 to 80. Oh. And he was like a cool like 3 cars behind me.
You're three racing cars? With other cars on the street. What? How many times do I have to...
Go off. No. Tell him.
No, he was 3 car lengths to behind
me. Car lengths. There were no cars. Are there you lying?
No, we pulled.
Look at me in my face and tell me there were no other cars on the road.
There were no other cars because we pulled back and let the cars like go up.
So there were.
There were, but then we like made everyone stop.
Oh yeah, you just direct traffic. Okay, crossing guard.
That's a good part. I just saw a video on Twitter. It was this guy doing a donut in the middle of an intersection,
mm-hmm.
and he hit a car.
No way. What?
That's what happened.
Hit a car, and so the guy, it was a white truck. He hit a white truck. Damn. And the guy in the white truck came out, and they started yelling, and the dude that was doing the donuts knocked them out.
For real? Like,
like, you know, fucked them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked.
Hey, you know.
Hell no.
It's super fucked. Would you do that, Nico?
Yes.
Bro, imagine.
I don't want to hear. Don't even, please. Well,
okay. I know, but there was people in the comments, like, what's it called? They were, like, backing up the dude who punched him. Mm. Like, saying it was the white truck's fault for getting in the way.
Honestly. Yeah. Have you seen those videos of, like, the people who, like, run over the, like, they try to run over the people on, like, motorcycles?
What the fuck?
You've never seen those videos? So, like, the motorcycle will, like, pull up, and someone comes behind him and tries to, like, hit him.
What? Why?
I don't know.
What?
That's, like, illegal.
You've never seen those videos?
No, I've never seen those videos. Where do you get these videos from?
Or, like, they, pretend to, like, not see him and just, like, kind of, like, sideswipe him.
That's a little bit of murder.
Huh?
Are we recording?
Yes, we're recording. I was just fixing something real quick. Wait, hold on. So they were just, did they
do
actually?
Do you work tomorrow?
What?
Do you work tomorrow?
How many times have to say it? No.
Do you work tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
I also work
5
tomorrow.
5 to 9.
Five to 9. I don't work.
What days do I work?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Is that Monday?
Yeah, so how many hours do you work, Nico? Now that you're getting 11?
12, actually.
$12?
Mm-hmm.
12. I need a new job.
I need a new job.
Oh, wait, don't they drug test in Humdeville?
Supposedly, but I still haven't. No, everyone told me that unless you, like,
so
like
they only
get,
drug
like, your
test
forklift
you.
License, they won't really, like, drug test.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, they,
Or if there's, like, an incident, mm-hmm. then they'll drug test.
Like, if you're just, you know, acting like you.
Yeah.
You should get drugs. Your forklift license.
Just vibing like you're not on drugs.
Mm-hmm. But most of the people have never been, like, drug tested, even though they say they do when they hire you.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got drug tested for Lowe's.
For real?
First day.
Was it a like pee or a mouth swab?
Mouth swab.
So how many hours are you working?
Oh yeah,
that's right. That's what I asked.
so I did the math. Hold on, let me do the math again.
Oh wow. Like a day.
Oh, like
yeah,
a
like
day?
A day.
During the week it's only 4 hours. But yesterday I worked my first like 9 hour shift.
Oh damn.
9 hours.
So how many hours do you get a week?
So, this paycheck, I'm probably going to be working, like, 35 hours.
That's big boy money.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. You're only working 4 hours a week?
No, 4 hours
a day during
the
week.
During the week. And you work every day?
No.
Every other day.
Yeah. I end up working, like...
How does that equal to 35?
Bro,
2 weeks.
35 times
yeah,
12
2
for
weeks?
20.
I get paid every 2 weeks.
I work 35 hours a week.
I used to work.
How much have you got your first paycheck yet?
No, I get it on Christmas.
Christmas day?
Yep, my
first
check.
I would have 100 hours in 2 weeks.
Jesus.
I used to work so much. I don't work as much anymore.
Yeah, it's a bit too much for me.
This next paycheck is going to be like a lot of hours because I work 11 hours every day.
You're sitting, right? Or for your job?
No.
Like, what are you doing?
I wish I was sitting.
What are you doing?
Walking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
You're not running, though?
No, I'm not running. No, but I get my steps in, let me tell you.
Because I have to go up 3 flights of stairs, up and down, go across, I think, a half a football field length every day.
No, I'm like...
Not repeatedly, like...
Yeah, I'm just, like, up and down and up and down my shop.
And I only get paid $9 to do it.
What? You yeah. should totally get a
well,
better job.
I get paid $10 now, but I'm upset with them right now.
I get 12 as receptionist.
I need a better job.
At a salon.
Me too.
No, well, I was going to... Okay, this is the thing. I spoke too close to the mic. Brandy? I thought I turned you off. This is my fucking girlfriend. Okay.
Wow.
Wow, that sounded very mean.
Who are you texting?
No one.
I asked them to, if I could move up, and they said, I asked them this and...
You asked them to get a promotion?
What's the month before October?
September.
No, it was before that, for sure.
August.
July.
Was it August? No, it was probably December. Or September. I asked them in, like, September if I can move up, and they said November, December. And then...
It's already December. The
move up, I know, but in the move up would be $12 an hour. So,
wait, what would you move up to?
Barback.
Word. Do it. And do you still get tips?
No, well, I'm getting there. I asked that in September, and they said November, December. I asked in November, they said December.
Mm-hmm.
December comes, they said, I'm on the list. Find out 2 weeks later that the week before, they moved 7 people up.
Wow, but not you.
But not me.
What the hell?
Yeah, fuck the list.
And some of them didn't even ask for it.
Hmm.
So I'm pissed.
So honestly,
did they work there longer than you or what?
No. Yeah. None of them.
I would be so mad.
I'm right now, me and this other girl are the longest people that have worked there and that are in support. Except for like one guy.
Wow.
And I'm pissed.
How long have you been working there? Like, over a year?
I've worked there for over a year and a half.
Damn.
So I'm looking for a new job. I'm actually thinking about being a bus driver for
You could get 2 jobs, like one for like the bus driver hours, because it's only like in the morning and afternoon, and then
you get paid in between 2.
Really? No way.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Nah.
Drive a bus.
I think
it's like $14.75.
Broke boy.
$14.75.
Huh?
What?
It's only 14.
You're a broke boy.
It's only 14.
Bank account. No, you don't.
You don't have a car.
Wait. So doesn't you don't knock? Even like.
Huh?
You don't have a functioning car.
That's why you drive me around. I don't.
But I'm saving up for it. $2,700 in my account right now. What was I saying?
So what should I decide on?
I heard it's just 14 to pay for the bus drivers.
Yeah, but I'm probably wrong.
But no, I can't work 2 jobs like that because I have school in between.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. So what times do you work then?
What times do I work?
Like,
right
are you
now,
free to work?
For the... Right now, what do you mean?
Like, what times are you free to work? Because, like, I'm sure you have like a school schedule.
I only have school on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, so every day.
So I only have Tuesdays and Thursdays off, and that's it.
That's cool.
And I haven't applied to anything yet. I should
apply.
I really should.
Yeah. Target is
Dude,
15 an
fucking
hour.
Target.
Walmart too. HEB too.
Yeah.
I wish I could work at Walmart.
I don't know. I like the idea of working for as a bus driver because I'm good with kids.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'm not a sex offender, sir.
What?
I'm not a sex offender.
He can't work at Walmart because he's a sex offender.
No, that's not why I said.
Are you sure? Then why can't you work at Walmart?
So you're a sex offender?
I got caught stealing at Walmart.
Sex offender.
I'm not really friends
stealing
with sex offenders. It's not really my vibe.
I think you become a sex offender, you're caught having sex in public.
Yeah. Or if you're caught being a sex offender.
Or if
what
you
is a
pee
sex offender?
At a park. Like near a playground. Like if you pee at a playground.
Why would they put a park right next to a bar?
What? No.
That was from How to Kill Your Boss.
Yep. Oh. But it's a thing. Like you could actually become a sex offender. You could arrest.
It's just peeing in public. You could be a sex offender.
Yep.
There's children around.
Shit, I've risked it so many times.
Actually, in Boy Scouts, we weren't at this. We were at this camp called Lost Pines, and we weren't allowed to pee on trees because there was female. What do you call them? There's just females there, so we weren't allowed to pee on the trees.
Where are you supposed to pee then?
In the latrines.
What the fuck is a latrine?
A latrine is.
Is it like a porta potty?
It's a latrine.
It can. It can be a porta potty.
It's a hole in the ground,
but it's not a plastic toilet.
What are you sitting on then? You just squat over the hole?
Are you sitting on the bucket?
You're sitting on a wooden toilet.
What if poop gets on the toilet?
Not, you know.
Remember when we went camping?
Yeah, but it was like plastic. That? It wasn't wood.
It's true.
I actually have a story from.
You got a splinter in your butt.
No. It's funnier. So, at Philmont, there's this thing called like certain latrines that are called pilot and bombardier or pilot and co-pilot. Pilot and co-pilot would be the latrines. There's two latrines, and they're right next to each other, and you're both facing one way, right next to each other. So you can kind of look over, and you know the guy's right there.
Hello, sir.
And pilot and bombardier is when they're back to back. So there's this one time where I had to go to the restroom, and so they usually put you on the top of like the latrines on the top of a hill, and then where you would wait would be like where you can't see the people. So you would walk and be like, oh, there's people shitting. I'm gonna back up.
Yeah.
And sit here and wait for them to done. And so I was waiting, and I hear approaching target in 3, 2, 1, bombs away. And there was a fart noise. It was not his. It was not his mouth. It was. And film on the food. It's not very great. It isn't like sometimes it doesn't come out very solid, especially the first time you take it.
Oh wow! That's,
so it was. I don't want to mimic it because it's gonna sound bad. Here, I'll try. It sounds like this: 3, 2, or approaching target in 3, 2, 1. Bombs away.
That's fun.
Wasn't very good, but
sounded like a butt.
It was very funny.
Why do you know what butt sounds like?
Sounds like your butt. Oh, I disconnected it.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
There was party also foul. Something called a flaming poo bear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What should I explain?
Not the lava shits.
Huh? No. So this is different. So you're not allowed to pee in the latrines.
Huh? Why not?
Because there are chemicals in latrines that break away the
poop and the smell.
I thought
you just said you had to pee in the latrines.
Okay, at Philmont, you didn't. Okay. At Lost Pines, you did it because the latrines actually had, like, they were, like, sewered.
Huh?
Okay.
No, I don't get it.
Oh,
anyways, so you can't pee in the latrines. Why are you looking at me like that? Okay, at Lost Pines, it wasn't really latrines. It was, like, more of a sewer. They actually had bathrooms.
It was a hole.
What? Okay.
Just keep going.
They actually had bathrooms. So, they were actual toilets, but they did have latrines sometimes. And, like, old ones, like a regular porta potty. In porta potties, you can pee in, but in latrines, you can't. And it's because they have a chemical in the latrine that eats away at the poo. And it masks the smell. So if you pee in it, it like kind of like destroys the chemicals and the smell comes, and then bears start to want to see how that's what that is.
And then they go and poop on the latrine.
So they go and they would either go in through the door or knock it down. And it's really bad when there's a scout in there.
That's awkward.
Imagine and you poop and then there's just a bear
so
knocks it down.
There's a legend. There's a legend. There's two legends that some bears would go in there and roll around.
In the poo?
In the poop.
Did you wipe?
How do they get in the hole?
Do I wipe?
Could you wipe?
Yes,
how do you
could
wipe?
Oh,
like,
dang.
We could wipe. Yeah, we had toilet paper.
You could, like, wipe your butt.
We had to bring
what
your own
toilet paper.
What if
he said they couldn't wipe?
I would have had to have a conversation with everybody who's ever used the latrine. They didn't wipe their ass.
You need to bring your own toilet paper, though.
That makes sense.
What?
Like, why would you go somewhere without toilet paper?
Why would you go somewhere and there's no toilet paper?
Huh? Why would you bring your own toilet paper?
If they
all
could,
right, let me just pull my toilet paper out of my bag. I'm gonna go use the restroom.
If they could build a latrine, they could keeps toilet
paper. Put a little toilet paper roll in there.
Period.
So there's a legend that poo bears will come out from peeing in latrines, and they'll be covered in poop walking around. You could smell them. And there's another legend where it was raining, lightning, and a poo bear came out and caught fire.
What?
Oh my god.
A flaming poo bear.
Wait. A flaming poo bear. Oh my god.
It's not funny.
I think it's funny.
I thought it was funny.
I laughed when I first heard it.
Flaming poo bear. Why?
Because it's a legend from like the first few years they opened that a kid had saw that.
Oh.
And I think it's funny. I did pee in the latrine a couple times. But
no wonder. Probably smells.
Probably put out the poo bears.
Period. I remember one time I went camping and I thought I saw a bear like in the distance, so I was scared to go out and pee. So I like peed out the door, but we were on a hill, so when I peed it just kinda came back. So in the morning when we went to put everything away, we were like, why the fuck is there pee? I was like, oh, that was me.
Yeah. I had a friend that that it was raining pretty hard and he had to pee really bad. This is a normal camping trip where we had bathrooms.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to walk all the way to the bathroom in the rain. We just peed outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't on the downhill. But it was very interesting when I woke up and I see a man kind of like, you know, in that position. And I kind of freaked out because I saw a stream. And I was.
Yeah. I freaked out when I heard my dad and my stepmom, you know, going at it.
Fucking?
What?
Weird.
Having sex?
Like 2 or 3 times. It's terrible.
That doesn't happen to me. My mom and dad aren't together.
I am very glad I never had to.
Was it loud?
But your dad still beats his meat.
I've actually never.
Saw her booty pic.
Oh, that's crazy.
I've actually never, like, heard anyone have sex.
You know? Lucky you.
Whoa, what's your experience other than your parents?
Oh, it's terrible. It's so bad. So bad. Okay, so I've walked.
Yeah, like explain.
Okay, so I've walked about like every person in my family changing. For some reason, they leave doors unlocked, and then
maybe you need a knock before you just open the door.
How about
have a really bad habit of doing that?
I was 5. Okay, 5.
I still knocked when I was 5.
Anywho,
if I didn't, I didn't want to see some puss. I knocked.
Anywho, and then after that. I was in 7th grade. It was like 2 a.m. I was still awake. And then
what were you doing?
You didn't even worry about what I was doing.
Oh, you were in
that's
seventh
what you
grade?
Get. A, mm-hmm. That's what you get for being up, hoeing around.
Right.
In 7th grade?
Yeah, 7th grade. I was up, you know, doing my thing, watching Netflix, whatever. And then I start hearing like. And I pause it. I'm like, no way. And then it stops. I'm like, okay. And I put my headphones back on and I hear. And I hear, oh.
When you put your headphones back on?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not from your phone?
Yes, I'm sure.
Nico? Want to have a conversation about that?
Why would it come from my phone?
Because it was only happening when you put your headphones on.
No.
2 a.m?
2 a.m.
2 a.m?
3?
2 a.m.
7th grade, you get very experimental.
Nico, you want to talk about that? I know you were up texting your little girlfriends in 7th grade.
Wasn't that?
Pouring around. You know, he texted me in 7th grade, like, before he ever knew me. He, like, slid up on my post.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Hard eyes. Some crap like that.
that's very Nico. I remember when you first got Instagram.
In 2016!
And he was DMing just a random girl. And then at the end of the day, the end of the day, she said that he loved Nico.
Who said that?
The girl you were DMing on Instagram.
Who the fuck were you DMing on
Instagram? This is a really long time ago.
I don't
how
give
old
a shit.
Are you?
I think I know who you're talking about.
This is when you first got Instagram, like maybe the week.
So you've
up.
Been whoring around.
So when I was in like 5th grade.
No, you didn't know the girl.
No, I know, but that's when I first got like Instagram.
In what grade?
In like 4th or 5th grade.
Stop touching the mic.
I was loyal to my boyfriend in the 5th grade.
And have any. Girlfriend in 6th
grade. Yeah, like you were texting 40 other fucking girls in the 5th grade, you little whore.
I was mad.
You little thot.
Thotty.
Oh, it's Matt.
I played porn on the speaker one time.
For real?
And it was really loud.
What? Like, what'd you say?
I was playing porn on while being connected on the speaker.
Get that away from you too. One time. Wait, let go.
That's a pretty bad party foul, fam.
Bro, it was loud.
Okay. Yikes. Say again. I'm sorry. Nico was being disruptive.
So I was, you know, watching porn, right? And I'm like, why is this show so quiet?
So you're turning it all the way up.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh. Sorry, because I relate to that.
Wait, do you watch porn with the volume on?
No, not on a speaker, though. Oh,
well, and I'm like, I keep turning it up.
Then you heard it?
And I don't know where. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, Bluetooth's on. And I hear power off, like from the hallway.
Did anyone hear you?
Bro, I know my parents heard. I know they did, bro. They were there. They were in there.
Y'all watch porn with the volume on?
Yeah, with headphones. What the fuck? But
mute. No. Mute. Volume all the way down.
Well, I used to like sometimes because when I was younger,
I can't.
Around like my teenage years of 14, maybe. I'm very responsible. So
are you?
Yeah, my mom didn't trust me with, like, my own headphones, so she would...
How do you not get trusted with headphones?
Bro, remember I would lose my phone 24/7, break it, I got 3 replacements of the same phone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, one time, when I got, like, my first, like, Galaxy phone, I found my rumor in one of my cars. But, so she didn't really trust me with my own phone, my own headphones, so I would borrow hers, and they were Bluetooth. And I was on the hub.
Oh my god, I already know what this is going.
I was on the hub. And so I turned it up. I thought just like a little bit. I was like, I can't hear it. So nobody else is going to hear this, just a little bit. So I turned it up a bit and hear nothing. And I was like, can't hear anything. So I kept turning it up. I thought my speakers were broken. So I kept
like, man,
turning
it don't got
it up.
No audio.
I kept turning it up all the way up. And then I realized that I'm still paired to the headphones. Yeah. So I just pulled up my pants and I ran to my to my mom's
Man's
room.
Man's already had his pants down. I'm crying.
I ran to my mom's room and the headphones are on her nightstand while she's on her desk. Thank the fuck God.
Yeah, like, could you hear it?
Huh? Could I could hear it, yeah, but my mom is like in the zone.
She's like, I'm gonna need to borrow these.
Yeah, I was like, sorry mom, I left your headphones off and I turned them off real quick.
Oh. I think
oh
I bet
my
she
God,
knew.
That
I bet
was
she
so
knew.
Bad.
She probably did.
She for sure.
Oh just man.
Do your parents know you have sex?
What?
I think they do.
Did you? But did you ever like tell them? Like, oh yeah.
Oh no.
Oh! I got one. One time I found a condom. This is when I was like in 5th grade. I found a condom in my mom's trash can, and I'm like, hey mom, what is this?
And you picked it up.
Yeah. not a condom. A condom wrapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, opened.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, hey, mom, what is this?
And what'd she say?
She, that's right after that, she gave me the talk about
oh,
sex.
Not the talk. I never had the talk.
What a great transition.
On the playground in, like, third
Speaking
grade.
Of which?
She was like, well, about that.
Hey, you're getting old enough.
Oh, man, not in the 5th grade.
Oh, wait. One time, my mom had a boyfriend, and they were having sex. And I kept hearing, and I'm like, it's like at 3 a.m, right?
You're like, bro, who's knocking on the door?
Holy shit! Who's
Mom, someone's at the door.
It wasn't that. We lived on a condo at that time at the island. And I'm like, what the fuck is that sound? I go in, I just walk in my mom's room. I'm like, hey, mom, do you hear that?
Just like,
she's like, get out. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yo, my bad.
It's like, damn, I'm in trouble for what?
And then, no, bro, it gets worse. I try to go back to sleep, and I keep hearing it. And I'm dumb, I don't know what to tell you. I go to my mom again, like, hey, mom, just...
I'm like, mom, I hear this sound, I'm not
crazy. Mom, oh, I'm being dead ass.
You still didn't know what it was?
No, that was before the talk.
Oh.
he had
Mom,
to talk.
I swear, someone's knocking on the door.
Mom, someone's breaking in and you're fucking around in here.
You're playing wrestle with Dad.
For what?
Oh, man.
There's no time for games.
Should I? No, I'm not.
What?
I'm not going to say it. I'll tell you later after the podcast, but.
My dad's always like, you can tell me if you're having sex. I won't judge you. I'm just like, okay.
You just admitted to it?
No. Oh, no. Okay. No, I'm just like, all right, I'll let you know.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I never admit to that.
I'm pretty sure my mom knows because I keep lube in my room.
I mean, you've been with your girlfriend for a long time.
Yeah, period.
That doesn't mean we fuck.
It
what
does.
If religious? What if we're religious? You know?
Nick, she just lived. She
I am a child
you.
Of God.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I used to smoke crack.
For real?
No wonder. No.
Okay.
But my best friend's sister, who is also like my best friend, we were super close. She was a drug dealer, and she would always have me just like post her selling all my story because for some reason in seventh grade, I had like 1,000 views on my Snapchat. I had so many people in the seventh grade. So I would just like post her stuff, like go buy coke from my friend. In the seventh grade.
That is pretty good. But, I mean, high school is a great place to find those type of people. Especially that have no filter and don't care. They sell shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy was trying to sell me crystal meth in the middle class. In the middle class. He opens his bag and he's like, hey, you want some ice? And
I was literally. They'll be like,
I thought it was actual ice.
And like, I was, good Sonic
I was,
ice?
I was like,
yeah.
I don't have a drink. What am I supposed to put it in?
And I like
he goes,
eating
no,
ice.
Bro. It's meth. And I was like, in school?
Like, I'm good.
I was
no,
a
literally.
Very innocent young child at the time.
People will be like, oh, you smoke? Huh? I'm
did
like,
you get scared when you saw meth for the first time?
I didn't believe him.
Oh.
I still, when I left that class, I didn't believe him. It wasn't until like a couple years later that I found out that it was actual meth.
Nice.
It's because he got arrested.
We're talking about how I used to scam.
Oh, yeah, he used to catfish.
Oh, really?
I made a lot of money.
That's what my friend's boyfriend does. This guy pays me to send him selfies. Like, just pictures of my face. Like, not, like, my body or anything. Just my face.
Man, I've been trying to get someone to buy my feet pics.
I've gotten...
Bro, you got ugly-ass feet. Who the fuck's gonna buy that?
What?
You got ugly-ass feet.
Oh, what the... No, people like them.
Bro, just attach a pretty face.
Whose face?
What?
I'm not saying...
Who's so pretty?
Face.
Oh God! Yeah, Nico, he's pretty.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, I got a question for you, Nico. Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, I don't have one actually. Wait, hold on, let me think about it.
All right, okay, but if Hannah was not here, what would be your celebrity crush?
No, don't go there.
Yeah,
don't go
just
there
pretend
tonight.
I'm not here.
Like, don't go there.
No, I'm trying.
Who's
to
the crush, huh?
Pussy. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I can name mine. Chantel Jeffries. I love you, baby.
Mine's
she's
Ariana
gorgeous.
Grande.
Ariana Grande. Okay.
And so is Kaya's. Kaya
fuck Ariana Grande,
me,
bro.
Kaya even told me she would cheat on me with Ariana Grande if she had the chance.
That's crazy.
Who
fuck
is
Ariana
Nico?
Grande.
Why?
She killed Mac Miller, bro.
Why would you say that?
She did, though.
No, she didn't. She didn't kill
come
anybody.
On. She got married. She was going to marry Pete Davidson.
That was his own choice. Nico? Who's your celebrity crush?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, Emily Ratajkowski.
Isn't it Ratajkowski? Yeah.
Ratajkowski.
Whatever it is, bro. It's a fucking weird ass name.
Nico?
Celebrity
crush?
I don't have one.
Think of somebody. You think everybody be cute. You could think of somebody.
No, I literally.
Scarlett Johansson.
I don't know. She's too. I don't really like
Madison Beer. Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah.
She's
hot.
Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
No. Madison Beer, she's gorgeous. She's all right. I don't know about that.
Except my girlfriend is the most gorgeous out of everyone. So.
King. Why can't you be my king?
Wow, that's a strong man.
King. King shit.
See, I made you soup. Look. The
after
soup.
I didn't eat fall. Oh my God. Okay, so let me just.
Go ahead. Jant. Or what's it called?
Rant. Jant. Rant. Hey, yo, I'm about to
Jant. No, but okay, so I haven't eaten all, like, I did not eat all day until he picked me up at like 6:30. Like, I didn't have anything. I didn't have a bite of anything all day long.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I didn't eat breakfast. I didn't eat lunch. I didn't fucking eat anything.
You don't get hungry?
And so I was like, babe, I'm like super hungry. Like, can we get something to eat? He was like, oh, I'll make you something at home. We get home. And I'm like, hey, babe, can you make me something to eat? Like, I'm really hungry. Like, I haven't eaten all day. And he's like, okay, I will. And then just like ignores it. And like, hey, can you make me something to eat? Like, I'm really, really hungry. Like, I'm really hungry. Like, I haven't eaten all day long. Like, if you could please make me something to eat, that would be great. Okay, okay.
No, I did not.
Make me something to eat until literally like 45 minutes after I asked him.
Nico, your rebuttal?
What?
Your rebuttal?
What's the excuse?
No, you did not tell me that many times.
Procrastination.
Yes, I did. I literally kept asking you and you would just ignore me. Okay. Why do you look all sad?
Okay, I'm sorry.
What's y'all's opinion?
Wait, who made ramen? Him or you?
Me.
He done. Right before we left, after I had begged him to make me something since the very start.
Classy meal.
I mean, I'm bad at that too, though.
Bro, I made fried rice
earlier. And it's not that I forget, though. It's just I get started. And then, you know, I have ADHD, so I do forget.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just start doing something else. A lot of the time when Kaya asked me to serve her something, like a drink, I would drink it after I serve it, and then I would give her the empty cup.
He does that to me all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Except I'm like, hey, babe, can you get me a water? It's like, no, it's okay. We'll share one. Drinks the whole thing. Doesn't even give me a sip.
That happens a lot with me and Kaya. Like, sometimes I drink.
See, it's a thing.
I ask for so little.
I like that video. It's like, yeah, my girl has PTSD, post-traumatic Down syndrome.
What?
She's like, no, she has like video? PTSD or that's something, fucked, post-traumatic bro. Down syndrome.
Oh, he doesn't know what it's called or what it was.
No.
What is it? Post-traumatic
stress disorder.
It's
PT? Yes.
Oh my. He said Down syndrome. PTDS.
Yeah, what about PTDS?
BICH. T.
What is that spell?
Bitch.
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 Yeah, BICTH.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
Really?
It's BICTH.
Yeah, you spelled it wrong.
No way. Oh, wait, like the actual way to spell it? Or wait, hold
on. No, like the video. She's a BITCH.
The Mandela effect.
What is that spell?
Mandela effect. What the fuck do you know about the Mandela effect?
You like the butterfly effect? But Mandela.
Okay, but you never told me your opinion on...
Oh, on that?
Yeah.
I do the same, so I had to feel for Nico.
I mean, I procrastinate too, so I feel that.
Wow, y'all motherfuckers really can't do the bare minimum. I just feel like that was literally like the bare minimum. Like, hey, can you make me something to eat?
You didn't do it.
I just make myself something to eat and offer it to another person.
I should just make myself something to eat at his own fucking house.
That's what I did at next.
He did that tonight. He made fried eggs.
Kind of different, isn't it? Awkward if I just go in there and start whipping up my own food while everybody's sitting there. Plus, I haven't eaten all day, worked all day. It would be nice if he could just be like, okay, babe, I'll make you something to eat. It's like so simple. How long did it take you to make this? 3 minutes. 3 fucking minutes.
Actually, 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Oh, was that too much for you?
No, wow. Oh, but you could count. You were able
Chef.
To count the two down to the seconds.
See, it's because
you can spend your extra time racing in the streets, but you're not supposed to be doing driving around, fucking around. But you can't make me a soup.
I made you a soup. Look, soupy right here. Not anymore. So you ate it.
I just can't. Men are so bad. At just like common sense, like
yeah. I mean, I see the TikToks of like women telling how like irresponsible and forgetful their boyfriends are.
Men like are incapable of doing the bare minimum.
And it's like it's just y'all plan so far ahead.
How?
Okay, so there's this TikTok where this girl was talking about how, like, they go do their, like, activities and stuff, and she brings, like, like blank or not blanket, it's like water, snacks, like backup, whatever, band-aids, and mm-hmm. just a whole like list of things, like just nothing that I would ever think of. And then
exactly,
and then
that's a problem.
She decided to let her boyfriend plan the next date or activity.
Never do that
thing.
Bad mistake.
They went shooting and they had one of those mini water bottles. That's it.
Hey, that's good.
That is definitely something I would do. Like, I plan my hiking trips and my camping trips so much better than my dates.
Like, I just, what? It's just so hard for me to understand what's so hard. Like, what's so complicated? It's like common sense. Like, hey, me and my girlfriend are both off on Saturday. I should probably plan a date for us.
Oh.
Since we're both off and we're like never both off. Let me plan a date for us. Nope, doesn't fucking think of it. Nah, instead of us doing something, let's change my oil for my car. Go get my car. Do stuff for me instead of us like going on a date. Doesn't that just like...
Listen, oh man, I'm good at planning dates. I actually date. Yeah, I don't even know how you have a girlfriend. I don't get that.
I'm not gonna be mean, but can't keep him.
Yeah.
Not like I'm not being like specific
to him.
You
found your girl in high school. It's hard dating as an adult, bro.
Nico did too.
Yeah.
I'm not being specific to him. I'm just saying, like, in general, guys are just like, they don't like think about, hey, my girlfriend. This would probably make my girlfriend happy. I should probably do that. But girls are very, like, the little things matter.
Like, imagine if you didn't have Kaya and you tried dating outside of high school, like, right now.
I'd be terrible at it.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be horrible.
Bam.
She's got
Yes, I would be horrible.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She's got a very strong heart to love me.
If you lose her, you're, like, you're a...
Way to piggyback off of Nick.
Huh?
See, why can't you say nice things like that about me? No, you're just like,
my girlfriend's a fucking bitch. Fuck her. Why do I sound like
toxic?
Yeah, we have sex, that's it. I've never said that in my life.
Oh, she's gonna
pull up the receipts.
Not the motherfucker.
When have you ever said something nice about me? I never heard nothing nice about me on the podcast before.
I always say nice things.
Right now, take a minute. Take a minute to think about the nicest thing you could say.
Wait, what?
Take a minute right now to think about the nicest thing starting now. Go.
Wait, I have to think about
you get to think about it right now.
Nicest thing you could say about me.
You have great skin.
Or to me.
Ah, me.
What?
You have great skin.
No, what? My skin's breaking out so bad.
I mean, it's better than Nick's.
Damn. God.
Wait, I mean, like, I have lots of like little acne scars right now.
Oh, motherfucker, my back.
It's my dry skin right there.
Yeah, I really need to leave this job because my back is hurting ever since I started there.
Pussy, my back hurts every day, all day.
You
know what you need? You need some turmeric. You got some downstairs. Take it.
I think it's been a minute.
It's been 30 seconds, actually.
Oh. Yeah, it's what, 40 seconds?
Time goes very fast up here.
Yeah.
Time isn't real.
Is it like when you're waiting for something, like you think everything
goes
by. Oh,
yeah. No,
so
literally.
Fucking waiting in the, like I... One time, when I broke my wrist, we were waiting in the ER, and I thought it's been taking like 2 hours. It took 30 minutes to get
That's
to me.
I think that time goes by so fast. Like, I'll put a ramen in to cook, and I'm like, holy shit, it's been like 10 minutes. My ramen's still in the microwave. It's literally been 2 minutes. Oh, now you're leaving for your 1 minute.
Are you going to say it?
And I'm back. So, here's what I came up with.
The nicest thing that you could think of, I swear to God. Don't fail.
Oh, never mind. Maybe I won't say anything. It's a joke.
That's the nicest thing you could think of.
No,
nothing.
It's a
You're
joke.
Giving
no,
me
a joke.
Nothing.
I was going to talk
You're
about
giving
pulled a
me
neck,
zero.
Bro.
No.
You just pulled a neck.
How did I pull a neck? No.
Let's not talk about that. Okay. Nico, you're the spotlight. You're the spotlight.
Come on.
You're just
going to
forfeit.
Lady. No.
You can forfeit.
Gonna,
you could go pee.
You're
no,
interrupting.
Fine, but we'll see.
You're literally interrupting
future.
Me.
Okay, go ahead.
Literally interrupting.
Go ahead.
Well, before I was rudely interrupted, I was going to talk about how pretty your eyes are, even though they're kind of poop. And in the sun, they don't look like poop because they're so shiny. And you're just so pretty. And then just whenever we snug, so nice. Yep. I get nervous.
God, please.
No, I actually get nervous.
Do you see what it is?
Yeah. Oh, man.
The bare minimum, ladies. This is the bare minimum, my
God. I get nervous. The bare
minimum. For all my ladies out there listening, never accept the bare minimum. Y'all are queens. Do we even have any girl listeners?
For girls? When we started, it was only girls, that or only females, as Spotify says, that were listening to us.
Nice.
Except for the few percent that was me.
Probably me. They're probably listening for me to give my good advice. Oh,
yeah, for sure. Weren't you gonna go pee?
Oh, now you don't have to pee after you told me that my eyes look like poop.
Turn off your mic before you go. Did you already do that?
Not yet.
Turn it off your mic. And then when you come on, turn it on, wait 2 seconds, then start.
Oh my god.
Okay. Where were we?
Anywho.
So, turns out Luna will be a Dalmatian.
Oh, really? She's a Dalmatian?
Well, via Snapchat, it says. Because you know how Snapchat has that...
Use the dog filter,
I used the dog scanner, and I used it 3 times, and it came out as Dalmatian.
Hmm.
And, like, if you look at her now...
What would it come out if I scanned you with it? What dog are you?
You look so much like Raider.
I do, right?
You and Raider are literally twins.
That's true.
Everybody says that so much.
Wait, don't I look like my dog?
Yeah, I can't see it.
The black hair and the skin? Come on, bro.
And look at the eyes. Oh, wait.
I can see the eyes, but...
You look at the eyes.
The eyes, yes, but...
We literally look
what's
exactly
on her, what's
same.
On his nose?
A dandelion.
Oh, that's very cute.
Oh, look at... Look!
Yeah, no, for pictures, my dog jumps in mud.
Oh, nice.
Raiders like that. I have a video of him. We were... Because I like to walk him in the ditch, and it had just rained. And I stopped for a second so I could breathe because I was kind of out of breath. And he finds mud and decides to jump into it, roll around, and then comes up to me and is like, look, I did so good. I'm having fun. Like, fucking aww. Bitch. I had to wash you off now. I love him, though. He's amazing.
Raider. What a cutie.
But yeah. If you look at Luna's back now, you see multiple black spots coming up.
Wow, she's Dalmatian.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Dalmatian. Dalmatians are expensive. They definitely got her for a little bit cheaper.
Why are they expensive?
They're like good dogs.
Oh, you meant like there's by like if you bought them from like a purebred?
Yeah, if you bought like a purebred Dalmatian, they're expensive.
Yeah, golden retrievers are super expensive too.
Yeah.
They're the
most purebred dogs are expensive.
It's not. I'm not saying that don't buy purebred, but it's like.
Don't buy a purebred.
It's better to buy a mix because of the health stuff. Yeah. Also, don't shop. Adopt.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. Adopt.
And don't adopt from PetSmart. Adopt from
shelters.
Yeah. That don't kill.
Wait.
Unless you want to buy all the dogs in a kill shelter.
Adopt senior dogs.
Why not adopt from a shelter that does kill?
Because if you don't adopt... If you don't adopt from a kill shelter, they will go out of business, and all the dogs from that shelter will have to go to a no-kill shelter.
Also, adopt senior dogs.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. When I'm older, I'm going to adopt senior dogs. Because, I don't know.
They're nicer. They're really...
They just make me so sad. They're literally going to die in a shelter.
Because
nobody wants older dogs. Everybody wants a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to adopt shelter dogs that are old, senior. Crying. I'm always so
sweet of you.
It's so sad. It makes me so sad. Every time I go to like a dog shelter and there's like senior dogs, they literally put them on discount.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you buy them, it's like super cheap.
So I used to volunteer at the Humane Society.
Yeah.
And when I first started, I always hung around the puppies, of course. But then one day, I can't remember what happened, but this lady, one of the ladies that worked there was telling me that we need someone to take care of the senior or the older dogs because they need to clean their kennels. So we had to take them out and like play with them one at a time. And so we kept doing that. No offense, but they're much more fun than the puppies.
Exactly.
You could like throw your ball and they're like go for the ball.
They like care about you. Puppies don't give two shits. They're too busy sniffing and fucking around.
They pee on you one time. This is gonna sound gross, but one time this boy dog kind of got a little excited when because I was
nut on you.
He nutted on Franny.
Yo.
Can we have her come in and tell us about that special?
She's not here right now. Maybe next time.
That's interesting.
I mean, it wasn't like such a big deal. I mean, she was holding her, or holding him, and and I said, I was like, what's that red thing?
Not the red rabbit.
I was young. I still didn't know. And so.
Wait, so how is it not a big deal that Franny got nut on?
How is it not a big deal? We're speaking about it.
No, but you're like, it's not a big deal.
Tell him about
no, because no, it wasn't like a whoosh and like ah. It was like oh, that's fucking gross. And then she's you know nothing bad.
Tell him about how your dad's person had to like jerk off the dog.
Oh my god, no.
Okay.
This is a good story.
No, this one time, so I had a dog that we wanted to have like make puppies with this other female dog. So we know we tried like getting him to, but he would get on, but he would like could never go in. So we're like the owners of the dog wanted these puppies bad. So they one day they grabbed a glove, grabbed a bag, and then she's like, okay, they're gonna start, and then when he starts like trying to go in, I'm gonna go and jerk him off. Like he's already in, and then when he nuts, I'm gonna catch it in a bag,
and like turkey baste it in
and
there,
and turkey baste it into the dog. Let's just say we were trying to get the dogs to hop on each other, and then have her jerk him off like for a cool 30 minutes to an hour.
Didn't she like jerk him off for a long time, and he never came?
Oh yeah, she was bent over like. Had it in her hand, I mean, going.
Did you use lube?
Well, she must have been doing a bad job.
Did you use lube?
That's why they got divorced.
She must have not been good at hand jobs. They got divorced. Yep. That's why.
Damn.
Oh God.
Did they use lube?
I don't know. I don't remember. I hope so. Poor Butch. Oh,
he got molested. You just let him get molested?
Oh, I was laughing.
How old were you?
I would have been so sad.
Poor around Butch. That time,
like 13.
Ew, that means 14. She touched like the naked.
Mm-hmm. She touched
the with
naked
a glove.
Part.
She touched the lipstick.
She touched
with the glove though.
Yeah.
No, but like just when I see it, I just can't. It's so disgusting. I'm thinking about it now.
I was at a petting zoo, and
oh no,
there was a zebra, and you know we were looking at the zebras, and there was just something like black sticking out of the ground. And we were just wondering, like, what the fuck was it? What is it? Is it like a burnt like tree cut off at the log or something? And then the zebra started to move, and they did that thing that guys do, and they twitch it, and it goes up.
Oh God! It made it jump.
It was his dick. It was so big. Oh my God! It touched the ground.
Not the zebra.
It touched
dick.
The ground, bro. The like I had no idea they get that big.
Oh my God! Like horse dick.
Horse dick is bigger than a horse dick. It was, I swear it was.
You heard it here, boys.
Now we all know about the zebra penis.
And you know what? It was a BBC.
I can't. Why would she say that?
Oh, man.
No comment.
What time
are
we at?
Yeah, but that's how they breed horses, 107.
They jerk them off?
No way.
Yeah, they breed horses. That's how
no,
they breed
they
horses.
They don't.
Mm-hmm. They have like a special bag to put the semen in. And they use lube.
How do you know?
Bro, did you Google this shit?
I watched. You know? I think, was it Jack Off? Not Jack Off.
What?
Jerk Off.
You're
no.
watching zebra porn.
What's it called? Jackass 3? It was in Jackass 3. It was either Steve-O or... the other guy, the main guy. What's his
no,
name?
No, no. You were watching
Johnny Cash.
You were watching.
No, seriously.
You're
no,
watching.
Seriously.
You're watching horse porn.
No, no, no. They went to the dare or the challenge or whatever. Was he the guy had to drink horse semen. And so they went. The guy taught him how they get the horse to come and into the bag. And
how do you make the horse to come?
You jerk it off.
So you get it aroused. I think. Eat it. I assume you just show a woman horse around.
Just touch his penis. Yeah, just
tickle the balls.
They just show like a woman horse, and then someone holds them. And they put this like brown bag. Why am I in detail? Okay, you put this brown bag.
Why do you know so much?
They put like a like whatever in it. And they put a brown bag thing, and then they, jerk.
This big.
Yes. It's a horse dick is big.
Imagine how big horse vagina is.
You ever seen Ace Ventura?
Yeah.
When he hid in the elephant's or the hippo's.
Oh my god.
Vagina.
The gorilla grip.
Yerp.
Oh man.
Well.
Alright, well, we won't have enough time to start any new topics, so I'm gonna wrap it up.
Alrighty.
Alright. We're gonna wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap.
That's advice for all of you. Wrap it up.
Oh yeah. Wrap it before you tap it.
I just got that's a condom joke. Anywho. What? Why are you looking like that?
I'm tired.
So we're gonna move on to our segment. Questions that will never be answered. Any you have time to think. Any ad reads that or sponsorships we haven't played will be played here. So real quick, the whole point of this segment is for us to ponder about things, but it's also for our audience to get engaged and, you know, answer what they think about the questions and start a conversation. So there we go. Do that, please.
Adam Sandler, do you own anything other than dad clothes? Thank you.
Okay. All right, my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So my question is for all men. Why is it so hard to do the bare minimum? Thank you. Literally.
Wait, did you say the name?
No, I'm about to say
it. You have to say it and then
we stop.
Okay, my question's to all women. Why y'all be playing with our hearts like that?
Aw.
That's kind of sad.
Thank you.
I'll be asking Mike Malak. This is a little hard one. How does it feel to know that you've been through so many drug abuse and so many incidents, and you've gotten away with all of them that involved with the police? How does it feel to know that there are people in jail doing more time than the time that you've done that and the time now? How does it feel to know that that's happening and you've escaped the jail time or any, I don't know if any, but any, you know, punishment if whatever? Just a question. Thank you.
All right.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah, I had to close them off. Thank you for listening. Go subscribe and follow to us on everything, Instagram and everything. Leave a review. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Join the listener support. If you want to be on the custom blank and do what I said earlier, I'm not going to repeat it. I'm too tired. Goodbye.
Adios, motherfuckers.
Arrivederci.
Alrighty.
We said we're gonna do some TikToks.
Good take, Greek Yankee motherfucker.
Are we too?